The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Hart Franklin from ISO on Movies, and you're listening to the PVD Cast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 191. I'm calling it a podcast pair-up because, much like the last time I used that title for an episode, I was a guest on the Three Geeks podcast. And in January, I got the opportunity to head on over to their studio and hang out with Jason and Max and Dan. And we talked about a variety of geeky subjects. So what I decided to do was take some snippets from that show and kind of use it as this episode here. Now, we're basically going to be talking a lot about our top five movies from last year. And while many of you who have listened to the PVD Cast already know what my picks were, because I've talked about them quite a bit here on the PVD Cast, especially back in January with Paul Markoff, I figured that maybe you hadn't heard some other people's picks for top movies. And we also talk about a few other miscellaneous items as well. It's always fun whenever I meet up with Jason and Max and Dan and the guys over there at Three Geeks. So hopefully you like this episode. And let me give a quick plug to where you can check out the Three Geeks podcast. Probably the best place to go is their website, www.3geeks.ninja. That's right. It's a little bit of a different website, 3geeks.ninja. You can find out about all their podcasts. They have a couple different reviews that they're doing over there. They got just a ton of stuff. So go over and check out their website. However, before I get to my appearance on the Three Geeks podcast, I'd like to talk about a couple of things. First, I'd like to talk real quickly about Space, the Small Press and Alternative Comics Expo. It was this past weekend here in Columbus, April 27th to 28th. I stopped over both days. Unfortunately, on Saturday, I didn't get over there till really late, almost 4:30, and the show ended at 6, so I kind of did a quick little lap, talked to a few folks, and then went back on Sunday to finish up and got to see all of the creators that were on episode number 190, Bob Corby, Ken Epstein, Gabby Metzler, Tom Williams, Brian Canini. Got to hang out and talk with those folks. I also saw some other great creators as well and people that have appeared on this podcast, such as Jack Wallace, Craig Bogart, Stephen Hines, Gib Bickle from The Laughing Ogre was over there. And I even made some new friends. That's right. There will probably be a few new people showing up here shortly on the PVD Cast. So it was a great weekend of independent comics over there at the Northland Performing Arts Center. And, you know, hey, you got no excuse for missing next year's because you know about it now. You've heard about it from me on multiple different episodes of the PVD Cast. So as soon as they book the date for next year, I'll let you know, and you need to make plans to be here for Space. One thing that has totally slipped my mind, and I just realized it today, I haven't talked about the Stanley Cup playoffs, and they're halfway done. So real quickly, I'm just going to throw it out there. I can't believe how shocking the Stanley Cup playoffs are this year. Like, the number one seeds are all gone. Pretty much the second round is made up of a lot of teams that were not supposed to be there. And that's what I love about the Stanley Cup playoffs. I mean, you got teams that no one suspects are going to do anything in the playoffs, and they just go on a run, including the hometown team, the Columbus Blue Jackets. You know, it's great for the city. I really, really do hope that they go far, and I think they will. I think they'll beat Boston. I think they're going to the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, as to who they face, I don't know, because I'm really puzzled by why the Islanders don't have an answer for the Hurricanes. And going out west, I mean, Dallas and St. Louis, that's a heck of a series, and I'm surprised to see Dallas, you know, hanging in there with St. Louis. And the San Jose Sharks, my Sharks that I root for, doing battle with the Colorado Avalanche. Look, I got to be honest with you. The Sharks backed into the playoffs, they backed into the second round of the playoffs, barely beating Vegas in what I think was a controversial call. But nonetheless, I'm happy that they're in there. I don't know if they can make it to the finals, I'll be honest. But I'm really excited for how this all shakes out. I can't wait. It's been weeks and weeks of great hockey, and I love the Stanley Cup playoffs because just things go up a notch, man. You know, the hitting, the speed, the goals, the defense, the goaltending, it all just goes up another level, and I dig it and I love it. I would say that I think there's a couple of calls that, you know, have been a little bit shitty. So maybe, just maybe, the officiating hasn't been up at that next level. But nonetheless, the Stanley Cup playoffs in full swing. I'm going to say go Jackets. I'm going to say go Sharks, because I would love to see those two teams in the finals. There you go. You heard it first right here on episode 191. Which, one other thing I want to mention, it blows my mind that I'm 9 episodes away from episode 200. I'm starting to put some things together to hopefully have a huge episode. That's right, a huge episode for the 200th edition of the PVDcast. So keep your ears right here, and I'll let you know how that comes along here in the next few weeks. With that little bit of business out of the way, let me tell you that today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/PVDcast. They have over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. And for you, the listeners of the PVDcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the chance to check out their awesome service. So to download your free audiobook today, all you got to do is go to audibletrial.com/PVDcast. Once again, that's audibletrial.com/PVDcast, and you can pick up a free audiobook. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, it's Podcast Pair Up, the Three Geeks Podcast, and the PVDcast joining forces.
And today's podcast is brought to you by 3geeks.ninja. Achoo! Yeah, we've been live this whole time.
Oh,
yeah.
Holy Jesus. Okay. Well, all right then.
We like to do that.
It's okay. Yeah, since all we right. rant about the French movie and the kid.
The French movie, children. Yeah, okay.
All right. I mean, I don't have a problem. It's the same thing with me.
I just paid attention.
Yeah.
It's behind us.
It's the same thing with me in restaurants. If your kid can be quiet, that's cool, you know. And I'm not talking like Chipotle. I'm talking like a decent sit-down right. place. You know, if you're going to bring
your
tiny baby and... in a baby carrier, and it's just like crying and crying and crying. Take that thing out of there.
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. You had a child. You are now you have a social responsibility to not afflict your child on other people. Okay? So if you're, I mean, like, it's not your fault. It's the kid, you know, like, whatever, they're cranky. Okay.
It's not working at all.
Whatever's going on, but you need to get out of there, okay? Because now you are a disturbance. If somebody was in a restaurant yelling at you, all the time, and you're trying to eat.
I would leave, first of all. I would leave. Because I don't want to, I wouldn't want to do something where I would end up in jail.
Right?
So.
I would do the same thing. I would take my kids and we would leave. I don't think Facebook's going to happen for us, but Dan, you hit record on my phone, right?
I don't know.
The red button. Hit the red button.
Oh.
But, yes.
Don't cross the streams.
No. So that's all been just for our audio listeners, so enjoy. Mike was supposed to be on today. He is not, obviously, but he will hopefully be on next week. But we did get you guys.
There is no red button. Right, Jason, there's a white button.
Go check it out.
We got John visiting us from the PVD cast.
Yeah. Why the hell am I doing this shit?
I don't know.
I don't either.
The ultimate pinch hitter.
There we go.
Awesome. The backup.
The backup goaltender.
With star quality. He's the scrappy second string. I'm just kidding.
That's all right.
Scrappy second string.
I'd rather be scrappy than crappy.
Yeah, that's a scrappy, right?
Okay.
That's
okay. Right? All right.
Okay. Okay. I'm trying to give you ups here. You know,
yeah, I appreciate that.
It's good.
Thank you very much.
Love having John on. This
is awesome. Yeah. Is Scott coming?
Yes.
He's supposed to be coming. Scott is perpetually late. So
he is perpetually late. He's on his own time.
Yeah, I mean, he's got like, IT. I always assume he's like in the middle of fixing someone's computer, like it's about to explode, literally.
Oh,
and Scott's like sweating and like typing code, and then like, you know, he's like, oh fuck, I got a podcast, and he's like, you know, just like hammering out all this like code to save the world or something. And then he comes out here and
to save the world. I mean, yeah, wow. You don't want to mess around with that shit.
Yeah, like on his worst day. I'm not saying it happens every day. I'm just saying like that's something I assume that Scott has to take care of at some point in time. It's like a Jack Bauer every day, every year has reverse Christmas, like once a year. It's just like the worst fucking day of all time.
I mean, I thought Max was, you know, slightly bad with time.
Oh, yeah, but I'm a stoner.
We do like Animaniacs, right? And it's at Max's house, and I'm like the first one to show up every time.
Yeah, but I know, like, what gets me is though, it's like if I had to deal with me, I would never show up on time to anything. It was because I know that I'm going to be late.
Well, no, like I show up late, and I'm still the only one there.
Your definition. You need to recalibrate.
I am not
your
late
definition
enough,
of late.
I guess
you need to recalibrate your definition of late to the, you know, person. It's in flux. Late is relative.
Yeah, isn't that what Peter Parker said?
Yeah. No,
it's Miles Morales said that.
But yes,
excuse me.
Yes.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Maybe you're early.
Yeah. Can I say I've been reading the Marvel Comics Spider-Verse? Like, coworker loaned it to me. It's cool, but it's a little bit hard to follow because I'm only like maybe 18 pages in, and it's not one of those type of collections where anyone can just pick it up and start reading it. It seems to be spiraling off of other events that took place in Superior Spider-Man, and I've never read that, so it's very
difficult. I'm reading that right now.
All right. It's tough to kind of catch it, like, what's going on. I'm really, really confused. I had to do some Wikipedia.
What's going on in Superior Spider-Man?
Yeah.
You know the story
of
that?
Now?
No,
in the previous... No, I actually don't.
Oh, okay, so it's like Doc Ock, and with his, like, last-ditch effort, takes over Peter Parker's mind, like he... inputs his mind into Spider-Man's body, and then Peter Parker gets thrown into Doc Ock, and then like he's
so
like dying.
They did like a Freaky Friday.
Friday.
Okay,
but then so Doc Ock is I'm Peter Parker. I he's young, he's smart, he's got all these things going on.
Who's Anna then?
Huh?
Who's Anna? Like the little girl.
Is that
a daughter? Or is that a love interest?
No. She's like a love interest sort of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's a very smart lady.
Okay. Because I figured out a little bit of that, but I'm still very confused by her because she shows up not as a real human being, but as like a hologram because she's in the other dimension. It's very, I mean, no disrespect to the people that wrote it and that. It's just the way that they compiled that collection is really, really challenging to kind of get the ball rolling.
Boxes that say, you know,
see Spider-Man 33
number 5.
Or whatever. Yeah, right. So...
I'm interested. I was obviously this movie is like, oh man, I really enjoy all this stuff.
Yeah.
Nick Cage as Spider-Man Noir is just the best.
Yes.
Yes. But, you know, I was like, maybe I do want to read, the Spider-Verse comic books, but I don't know, you kind of put me off of it. But I am enjoying Superior Spider-Man.
I ruined it for you.
But
you're welcome.
But no, I really want to read. I really want to read the. Mostly, I just want to read the Penny Parker anime Spider-Man.
Oh yeah,
and the Peter B. Parker slacker Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Those are just what I'm really interested in. I do like the Miles Morales, at least the origin comic books for that Spider-Man. Those are really, really good too. So if you want to check those out, I would recommend those.
Cool.
It's like the end of.
End of days.
No, it's the end of. I don't know the death of Spider-Man, whatever.
Yeah.
Universe that was, or that was Ultimate Spider-Man.
It was
Ultimate Spider-Man, and then if the Miles Morales Spider-Man is Ultimate Comics Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference. So you need to catch the end of Ultimate Spider-Man and the beginning of Ultimate Comics Spider-Man, and that's the Miles Morales origin story.
All right, my name is Jason. This is Dan. We got Max. And you can check out John on Twitter at PVDMVP. If you live in Brazil, then you need to get on it.
If you live in Brazil, there's a new one. Yeah. There's a new one. I got a listener in Ireland.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
I have one in Ireland.
You're a wee Irish bastard.
Yeah, so that's new. And somebody from Quebec now. So Quebec and Manitoba represent. All right. Represent.
Canada's getting on board.
That's right.
French.
Dude, I mean, like, who in Brazil hasn't already heard the new episode? Okay,
that's right.
He this guy rules in Brazil. I need to learn Portuguese.
This guy rules Brazil. His second job is a drug lord.
Goodness sake. Yeah, no, that's good.
You know what? Speaking of Brazil, isn't their new president like some wacko dude? Like Bolsonaro? No. But like, I think it's Brazil.
Bing!
There's a dude that was like a former army captain that got voted in as president, but he's like batshit crazy. Like, I think his name is Bolsonaro or something like that. I think
So you're telling me a dude named Balsack.
Yeah, that's where I went to.
I'm being salt in the max.
Whatever, man. What, like that psycho isn't better than my psycho? Donald Trump is my president. I've got nothing to worry about. We gonna out crazy the Joker? I don't think so.
Just bring Balsack Mayo up here. Yeah. It'll be fine.
Let's do it.
This is why I do less topics every week, John.
Grease them up and have them wrestle each other.
Yeah.
Sorry, I wound him up. I'm so sorry.
We recorded a podcast loops now, which drops the day before this, so please download and listen.
You can find that at 3geeks.ninja.
That's right. So anyway,
It's already up by the time you're hearing this.
Yes.
We were talking about tax refunds and how Max is going to get his right now. And
oh my God.
That's just a preview for the episode. That's why Max got riled up to my Donald Trump joke.
And then we all watched Crank 2.
But no, I'm defending Donald Trump in this instance. Like, I feel like he could out crazy anybody on the planet.
Is that really defending?
I saw a big giant report about
him. He's the greatest.
He's the best at crazy.
Donald Trump bigly earns every credit that I give him right now.
Why don't you do
He's
the
huge.
I am the He's greatest. Huge. Worst person ever.
I'm just saying, I watched a John Oliver show. They did a profile on this dude.
Oh,
this dude
God.
Is batshit crazy. Like, he literally, they showed the video clip, told a female reporter, "You are so ugly, I wouldn't even rape you." Like, that's what he said to her. Like, I'm like, wait. To her face.
Trump doesn't even have the balls for that. Oh my God. That's great. That's hysterical.
Like, kind of psychopath does that?
To her face.
That psychopath, apparently.
That psychopath.
Ballsack.
Ballsack the psychopath. There you go.
So you got some world politics in this episode. Oh, yeah, I bet you didn't think that
was
going to happen.
We'll cut this before.
We are worldly.
And throw this on the podcast lips episode.
No, we won't.
Yeah, no, we did. We got a little political when we talked about Perlmutter. And some guy said that you Jews are ruining this world.
Yeah, he was overall racist. Like, I mean, there's...
Yeah, he said a lot of stuff about black people that was not very nice.
This was a person that was following along.
He listened to the whole episode.
All right. I'll show you the chat later.
Yeah, the stuff happened, like, at the end of the episode. So I was like, you had to listen to the whole thing. And then...
Thanks, I guess. But...
And I was like, this is like the first guy to ever do it. And then he sends us his letter.
Oh, my.
Oh,
that's
brilliant.
Not true, Max. Ark Matter listens to every episode.
No, dude.
That's
yeah,
true.
Like, Ark Matter.
We love Ark Matter.
We don't really shout him out much.
Big love to Ark Matter.
But tonight's episode, even though we're 20 minutes into it, but I will still tell you what we're doing today. We're going to discuss our top 5 movies or video games of the year. And my top 5 is on my phone, so I'm hoping I will remember it pretty good. Well, and
I'm going to look up the movies of 2018 right now.
I have mine on my phone too because I was doing this. So.
I'm gonna go last.
I'm gonna go behind the camera for a second.
Oh,
can we throw out plugs while you're behind the camera, Jason?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Well, I would like to plug not only the PVD Cast, which you can find at pvdcast.com, or just basically wherever you find podcasts. Just look for. And search for PVD Cast. Sometimes you have to throw my name, John Orlando, at the end.
We discovered that last time.
We did. But I'd also like to, if I may, give a little plug to the guys over at Candair Podcast, if I may. Those guys. Okay, never mind. No, those guys have an episode up right now that actually it's a retro episode. It's actually the first time that I ever talked to those guys last September, and it was really fun. It was a blast.
Nice.
They put it up as kind of a retro episode for this week, so check them out, episode 275, and of course you can find them at cannedairpodcast.com.
Awesome. Yeah, we don't tell the guy that is better than us that we don't want to realize that his talent exceeds us every time he comes over what to do.
My apologies, great sir.
I mean, we got Brazil's highest over there. But yeah, no, seriously. So, top five movies of the year. I'll do my top two first. Was 50 Shades Freed and Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Yeah, man, those are solid
I'm going to hit you in the face.
I'm just kidding.
This is so going to happen.
Oh, yeah, The Week Of was really good with Adam Sandler and Chris Rock.
Oh, yeah.
You're about to get struck.
That wasn't at all terrible. No, I do got a few honorable mentions. 100% with Adam Sandler on Netflix is actually really, really funny. If you like his old CD stuff, it's just the songs are hysterical. Have you seen that?
I have not yet.
It's just stand-up.
Yeah, I remember we talked about it a couple months ago, maybe, mm-hmm. November-ish.
And then there's a movie called Searching with John Cho. I believe that's his name. He's the MILF guy from American Pie. But Searching takes what they've kind of been doing a lot recently, which is the computer screen movie. And this movie perfects it. It is absolutely well done. Fantastic. It was in my top five for most of the year. But, you know, upon reflection, it didn't actually make it in there. But I really like this movie, and I recommend it to everyone. Let's shoot over there to Mr. PVD MVP and see.
Okay.
Honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions? Okay, because I didn't know we were going to do honorable mentions, but I'll throw my two out.
You are unprepared for this podcast.
Oh, I'm prepared for my top five. I didn't know we were doing honorable mentions.
Dude, notes. He asked for his homework class at midnight.
That's what I'm saying. Because, nice. Again, throwing back to the con and. We're like, hey, John, you want to help us out? Like, because you got a good mic. If we can do interviews with people, because, you know, like, you got in all that hot water with, gotta keep our
Jerry.
Name. Jerry, yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry, the year before.
We weren't hitting it off, so.
Yeah.
You know, we're like, hey,
you gotta ease into Jerry, man.
It was like Method Man and Red Man and How High. And we were like, got blunt. And John's like, got weed. And we were like, yeah, we're gonna smoke. not really, obviously. So we got there, and then John's like, with Kevin Sorbo, I was so impressed by you. Kevin Sorbo's like, so, you're from this town, who's got this wrestler, and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah,
like, have you ever met that guy? And then they go to, like, a 20-minute conversation about
he used to work at the dock and worked on his boat.
Totally.
Yeah.
knew the guy's, like, what the guy's parents do and stuff like that. I was like, holy shit.
So John has been on, four episodes this year, which probably breaks down once every 3 weeks. And Max has brought that story up once every 3 weeks.
Because I'm just 100% impressed. 100%.
So you could probably count impressive. On hearing that story 27 more times this year.
Hey, man, I have a problem with short-term memory.
But, yeah, John.
Okay, honorable mentions. I have two. Aquaman. Because I really thought Aquaman was really, really good.
I haven't seen it yet.
I think that, as I've mentioned on this current episode of the PVD cast, there was a couple of parts that I think they could have trimmed, and because it's like 2 hours and 20 minutes. And I'm like, it got a little bit, like, I did look at my watch and go, oh, it's only been like 90 minutes, but it seems like 2 hours at that point. But other than that, it was fantastic. So I gave it an A-. I really liked it. My other honorable mention was a film from this summer called Puzzle. It's a remake. Kelly MacDonald is in it, and Ephraim Khan is one of those Hindi actors that you've seen in a ton of things. It was a cool tale. It was about Kelly MacDonald plays a woman that kind of, she's a stay-at-home mom, and her husband doesn't really respect her, but she's a master at doing like puzzles, and she becomes the puzzle partner for Ephraim Khan's character, who they go to these competitions and they can like bust them out in no time flat. And then, you know, of course it causes a rift in the family, but I thought it was very well done. It was a neat tale. I didn't know at the time, but apparently it's a remake of another Bollywood movie, but I liked it a lot. So
I heard it's really good. And I remember seeing the trailer, like halfway through the trailer, I turned to my wife and go, they're really making a puzzle movie, and then by the end of it, I was like, I want to see that puzzle
movie. Yeah, yeah, it was really well done. I liked it a lot. So those are my two honorable mentions.
Max, what you got?
Honorable mention, I'm going to go throw an honorable mention to Vice, because I haven't seen it yet, and I think that's going to be really good, and that one came out in 2018. But Spider-Man came out, sorry Vice, Spider-Man came out, so I had to watch that 18 times. So
just to be clear, Spider-Man is not your honorable mention.
No, but I was just saying what happened to Vice.
Okay, yeah, just
sure. Yeah, that gets my honorable mention, and Tag also gets an honorable mention for me. That was a really fun movie, and
I got a couple more honorable mentions, but I think that Max might have them on his list, so we'll save it. And now let's get into our top five. I'm pulling up my email right now. It has my five in it. John, did you want to give us your five first?
Sure. I think number one was Avengers Infinity War for me. I mean, that it was just a fantastic, absolutely flawless film. to me, that was number
flawless?
One.
Flawless? Yeah, flawless I wouldn't go with. It was fantastic.
Which one?
Avengers.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you.
Flawless?
Yeah. No. Huh. Freaking blast.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to say it's a bad movie, but flawless?
I mean, I just rewatched it. It is very good. It does have some...
This is pacing issues.
It's got some hard tonal changes, I would say.
I don't think so either. I don't think there was pacing issues. I think that it was pretty well paced out. You know,
I thought that there's so much that they had to cram into that movie.
Yeah.
And, like, while they did the best they could, like, I'm not knocking it, I really had fun at that movie, I don't feel like it was, like, I wasn't, coming out of it, I wasn't as, like, entertained, or there's, like, it was just a lot, you know, and there was so much, and they had, you know, cross, like, 10 universes of stuff, and I thought it was just so much for one movie, and I wasn't, I wish they paced it different.
Infinity War, honestly, is... in contention for my favorite Marvel movie. I gotta give it more time, but I could watch that over and over.
Yeah,
and
I need to see it a couple more times myself.
But it's definitely up there. I've not come out, like, I used to do it with all the Marvel movies when we started reviewing them, but this time I'm holding back. I gotta really think about it, because it's definitely the one I've enjoyed watching the most and rewatchable.
And for me, it had to what I feel some of the other Marvel movies haven't had. Thanos was a strong villain.
Yes.
And believed that what he was doing was absolutely correct and right. And to me, that's really like a deep character trait that a lot of villains don't have. They're just there to destroy the world for no reason other than they want to. And here, even, you know, even though I think some people maybe didn't quite, well, I don't want to say that. I was going to say maybe some people didn't grasp that idea. I thought it worked really, really well. So for me, Avengers was number one. Deadpool 2 was number 2. Fantastic film. Number 3, because I had low expectations when they first stated they were doing the movie, and then it just kept creeping up the interest level. Number 3 is Black Panther, because I felt like, oh, who gives a shit about Black Panther at the beginning? And then as they kept rolling out previews, I'm like, well, you know what? Maybe this is pretty cool. Maybe this is going to be good. And I really liked it. It blew me away. And kudos to everybody involved in that project for really making me care about a character that prior to, I was like, I don't care. I know the dude's in the comics. He's lame. I don't give a shit, you know.
It's Brian Coogler. It's something not a lot of directors do. You know, they come out with their indie movie, then they get to step up the kind of franchise, but maybe not as well known currently. And then he hit the superhero movie out of the park. And that's amazing. Kudos to Ryan Coogler. I can't wait to see what he does with Black Panther 2.
Number 4 is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. I thought that was fantastic, as I've already talked. And number 5, I really like this, and I'm going to be honest, I just happened to watch it recently, thanks to a friend who happened to have a copy of it. First Man. I really, really liked First Man, I think because as a kid, you kind of just assume, oh, Neil Armstrong went to the moon and everything was happy-go-lucky and everything's great. They killed a lot of people getting to the moon.
Yeah.
We killed a lot of people to get to the moon. And I felt that that was really cool, the way that they portrayed it, that Neil had such problems with dealing with the death because of what happened to him earlier on in his life. And so I really liked First Man. I thought it was really well done. And honestly, some of those scenes, especially like that first 10 minutes or 12 minutes, that first scene, I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm getting anxious because of the events that were going on. I don't want to ruin it, but the events that were happening, I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting angry. Please stop. Just, can we get on with this? It was making me really nervous and anxious.
Yeah, I thought First Man was one of those movies that you really should have seen in the theater.
Right.
Like Dunkirk, where the noise and the claustrophobia you kind of feel when they're like locking everybody in and all that stuff is really good to catch like in the theater. So yeah, no, that was definitely really good.
Going into my list, I haven't seen Hereditary yet. I haven't seen Black Klansman. I haven't seen The Favorite. And I haven't seen First Man or Bohemian Rhapsody. And those are all movies that could eventually get into my
Bohemian Rhapsody, if you have Queen's Greatest Hits and you just play it, you're kind of watching Bohemian Rhapsody.
See, I'm going to disagree. I really think Bohemian Rhapsody was really solid.
Because it's like there's this scene where like the girlfriend shows up and you know, in the rain and yada, 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 and it's just like
you got him started.
It was good. You know, it was all right, but it's like you're not really missing. Like they're not giving you anything extra, really. And it's more like a VH1 movie of Queen. Yeah, you know, like I feel like I don't know, but. It was good.
You got to give Rami Malek credit though, because he played Freddie Mercury. Like,
killed
shit. I actually started thinking he's Freddie Mercury. No, he's not. You know,
who knows? But I'll do my five real quick. Mm. I got number five is The Incredibles 2. I freaking loved that movie.
Yep,
I love it. Whenever we get, I like Pixar because they do this in all of their films except for maybe the Cars franchise. They don't pander to their audience. They make movies for adults that kids can enjoy, is how I look at it. Because the first Incredibles is about a guy who's in it, you know, middle-aged, trying to recreate some of his glory.
Yeah.
How is a kid going to relate to that? No, the movie's made for us, like, obviously.
Yeah.
And I just thought they did a really good job with the second one, kind of like where the mom's place and the dad trying to figure it out here in 2018, especially going through all that. A Quiet Place, I thought, was great. The way that he uses just the quiet as part of his script. Like, there's hardly any dialogue in this movie, but John Krasinski did such a good job writing and directing it that I was sucked in through the entire
movie. I think he cheated.
Why?
Because he's like, how can I make a movie? And then, like, he, you know, if he knows he's not, like, good, he's like, well, we'll just take out all the dialogue. You know? We won't give people the opportunity to ruin it for me. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's kind of catch them like walking and looking solemn. And then we're good to go. Do a little bit of sign language here and there. We're fucking funny.
You say that, but the way that he orchestrated some of the shots and the way he used the soundtrack.
I really liked A Quiet Place. I'm just making
it. That in its, of itself is hard. It's almost harder to make a silent movie than a movie with a lot of dialogue, because your actors can usually spruce it up a little bit.
And I was going to say, go ahead, Dan, go ahead.
On a weird side note, I've wondered before if that's why I like foreign film, because, you know, it's subtitled, so I don't really get the inflection of their voices or anything, you know?
Yeah, so they could be all just, like, in their language, they're all talking like super hillbilly or honky-tonk, totally ruins the movie, but for Dan, it's like, this is the greatest film of all time!
I was going to say, I wanted to see A Quiet Place because I heard very good things about it. At first, I didn't think I would like it, but I've heard very good things, so I'm curious to see it. There was, I think in 2014, there was a foreign film called The Tribe that was, number one, it was the bait and switch, which I hate that. Like, the trailer presents it as, this is a coming-of-age story. You know, a kid's going to a new school, and it's all done with sign language.
Yeah.
There's no, it's an ambient noise. That's all you get. You get, and so I was like, I'm going to go see it. First off, it's not at all that story. The trailer is the bait and switch. So anybody out there that's interested in watching this movie, be aware that you might think, oh, it's this new kid that's trying to fit in at the deaf school and all the kids. It has nothing to do with that. It is absolutely a 180 degree turn. And it's a terrible film, by the way. So,
chain smoking serial killer?
No, it's about
who can hear everything. He's not even deaf.
No, it's about these kids basically the premise is all these kids are in this particular school and they have their own crime syndicate. Who the fuck at 16 years old has their own crime syndicate?
Deaf kids.
Well, apparently, deaf kids over there in Uzbekistan or wherever the hell the movie was at.
Doogie Howser.
It was bad.
Doogie Howser was running shit.
Three Identical Strangers comes in at number three. I don't know if it's just because I watched it this week, but...
it's probably just because you watched it.
This movie is about three triplets who were separated at birth, they meet each other and they realize they get along. But what they find out, and there's more past this, so I'm not really spoiling anything, is that the adoption agency had set them up for a study. So they sent the three triplets to live in a high-class, middle-class, and low-class society to see how... And then they find out that it was much bigger and there's other twins involved. I highly recommend this movie. This is the year of the documentary. So number two was Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which we can talk about when we get to Max. And then my number one I saw with John, which was Won't You Be My Neighbor. I have watched this movie 6 times this year.
Really?
Every time that I feel bad about, we were talking about Trump earlier, or just society in general, I throw that movie on because it gives me just a little spark of hope because
there's got to be other people. And that was a fantastic movie, too. And to be honest with you, I kind of forgot about it coming out this year. I don't know.
There's like 100 movies that came out this year.
Right. I mean, this year has really been a great year for movies, I really feel. Yeah. Like, I mean... Between all the superhero flicks and then the other, you know, films that have come out, I feel like this year I've, you know, said, oh, that movie I gave an A. I think I've said that phrase more this year than in any previous year.
Me and Max were talking about it. Like, the worst movies this year were still watchable. They were still fun to watch.
Yeah, like, Venom was still, like, enjoyable to me, even though the movie's terrible.
Life of the Party, I found enjoyment in that movie.
In Life of the Party, like, I don't know. There's one... That is your typical... That's the old school. It's a college movie.
Yeah.
It's typical, right? All the jokes are the same, except for the one joke.
Is it in the restaurant?
Yes, in the restaurant. Right, so I don't want to ruin it. So if you want to go see the movie,
No,
I don't want to ruin it. See it because like they worked hard to make that joke work. It's the only thing in the movie that works. So I don't want to take it away from them.
But it's one of the best jokes I've heard all year.
It was good. It was a right out. I didn't see it coming, and it was funny, and I really liked that. So it did have that, but like 98% of the movie is like the same.
Yeah,
it's Van Wilder. You know.
Yeah. And that's a good point. I think maybe honestly this year maybe there was only one or two films I said, oh my god, it was terrible. An F.
Oh,
an
dude. You didn't see Proud Mary, did you?
No, I did not.
Winchester? Winchester?
I like that movie.
Did you see Once Upon a Deadpool?
I have not yet.
It comes out next week. You should check it out.
Okay.
I'll let you borrow it.
Okay.
The stuff with Fred Savage in that was absolutely
so worth it.
Yeah, I want to see it. I definitely do want to see that. Those Deadpool
guys, they really got my money. I mean, like, they know how to milk it. Like, that's because...
You saw the second one twice.
Can we applaud them for getting away with what they got away with? Like, yes, go see the movie 2 times. Go buy 2 copies of the DVD.
Yeah.
Like,
it's ingenious.
Oh my, just kudos to them.
Yeah.
Hashtag Fred Savage and Deadpool for Oscar hosts.
Hashtag Fred Savage and Deadpool for president.
That works. Okay.
Dude, like Ryan Reynolds just gave Fred Savage's career a huge boost.
I don't think so. I think Fred Savage is out there doing work.
He's doing good with game shows and stuff, but he really showcases Fred Savage's way of delivering a joke.
I honestly don't think Fred Savage has gone that he's been, because I mean like he was in the Austin Powers movies years back.
Yeah.
He was, you know, he's doing, like, he pops up and I think he makes the most of you know, like, what he can't, you know, like, yeah, no, it's, yeah. I think Fred Savage is all
I don't
right.
think he really has to do stuff.
You know? No, because he's just doing work. He's not in front of the camera. So it's like, I don't want to just belittle the work that he does because he's not on screen.
Yeah, he's one of the directors of Modern Family, I believe.
He's directed several episodes of that.
Yeah.
I think he's done other stuff too, other sitcoms too, where he's directed. So
big ups to Fred Savage.
Yeah, absolutely. Fred Savage is awesome. Max.
All right, let's see here. At number 5, I've got Game Night. I went and saw that movie like 2 or 3 times. I thought it was really funny. I like Bateman and I'm blanking on her name. Rachel McAdams.
It's kind of an old school premise for that movie.
I really
liked it.
And it went because I thought it was gonna be, you know, a certain way, and it did a good job of playing on my expectations. So that was pretty cool. Really funny movie, Game Night. 4, I've got Ralph Breaks the Internet, Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Forgot about Ralph Breaks the Internet. That went like
Now I would have had Incredibles 2 on this list, except that would have put me at freaking 3 animated films this year, and I'm like, that kind of shows my bias, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But
Wreck-It Ralph is actually my number 5. Continue.
Sorry, Incredibles 2. But
Incredibles
2. Incredibles 2, I liked a lot, but it wasn't 14 years of waiting, yeah. like, good. Mm. So yeah. yeah, like, technically everything was better. The animation looks really, really good. All the voice acting is top-notch. Yeah. It just did not have the heart of the first movie. And it's, yeah, so, like, it was good, but not
if you explain Wreck-It Ralph to somebody, the premise of that movie should not work. It is literally a two-hour Disney commercial.
Yeah.
But they do it so well, and the way they show the internet as, like, a city, it was done so good. Very good.
Yeah, yeah, I like Wreck-It Ralph a lot. All right, so that was four.
Like, and then, town dial-up.
Three, we're gonna go Black Panther. Of all the superhero, like, movies that came out this year, I thought Black Panther was the one to see. I know Infinity War, like, that to me, I don't know, it's like, now that we're coming to the end, it seems like, okay, these things have to happen. And so it's like, we're going through, I don't know why Infinity War seems like going through the motions with me, but that's where I am with that. And again, it's really good, go see it, I'm not trying to knock it, but
it's because you gotta do your homework first.
Yeah, that was the first one where you had to, like,
oh man,
watch three other movies coming into this one at least. And I mean, like, and that's where we're at. I mean, like, it's good.
You don't want to watch all the other movies and be like, oh, there's gonna be a quiz on this later. and the quiz is Infinity War.
Right. So that was the problem with Infinity War. So yeah, Black Panther, solid flick, makes you interested in Black Panther.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. Good big budget Marvel movie there. Now the number one and number two, I think they're both number one. Upgrade, sleeper movie.
Okay. I've heard that was fantastic.
Sleeper movie of the year, yeah. And if you liked Venom, you will fucking love Upgrade. It is Venom, but better. It is the same movie, and they got a low rent Tom Hardy to do it too. And they did it better. And yeah. Like, all the fighting where he's doing the fighting, but he's not controlling his body. They make it look so good. And yeah. Then when the robot's taking over and doing things that he has a problem with as a person, you still see it on his face.
And oh God face going on.
Yeah, and it's good. It's good. It's good. It's small and compact. Mm-hmm. And it's just a tight little good movie, and I like it a lot. So Upgrade, sleeper movie of the year, low budget movie of the year. I loved it. And then Spider-Man is all my other number one.
Dude, Nicolas Cage is amazing.
Spider-Man Noir is the best with his Rubik's Cube. I love that movie so much. I mean, I liked Miles Morales, the character, before this, but this just, like, locked him into my heart.
Speaking of Nick Cage, though, real quick, Mandy? Has anybody caught that
yet?
I have not seen that movie.
Looks
so insane. Yeah. I haven't seen it either. I would like to see it. I hear that it is indeed insane. Like,
yeah, like that's something that rails. I should watch.
Dan
has to love that movie.
You know, I've grown to like Nicolas Cage in his later movies. Like,
same. I hated,
like, Snake
Nick Cage.
Eyes. I hated it.
Yep.
Like, you know, shit like that. But when he got goofier, I don't know. I kind
of
like him now. Yeah, that's what.
Yeah, I'm with you, Dan. Like, I hated him for years. Like, I loved I loved his performance in Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah.
But then everything else that he did in that time period, like The Weatherman,
Horrible.
Yeah,
I mean, he was okay in Face Off.
Face Off is the shit.
It was a great movie, but
yeah. I will not abide an unkind word about Face Off.
Face Off is like, it's an action movie written by a 10-year-old.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't like The Rock.
I don't
really
like The Rock either.
Oh, I fucking love The Rock.
Yeah.
Man.
Michael Bay's, like, good movie.
Face Off.
No, it's not.
Face Off, The Rock, Con Air is like my Nick Cage trifecta of awesome. Just the worst Southern accent of all time. Gotta love Con Air.
So, yeah.
Has it saw me?
Yeah,
oh, yeah, Spider-Verse.
I interrupted, sorry.
Yeah.
We got to Nick Cage.
He does a great job in the movie, too. I love Penny Parker, the anime Spider-Man. It makes you want to read the convoluted Spider-Verse freaking collection. But, I really thought the animation was top-notch. They use the way they blend animations is awesome. All the voice work is good. There's music in there. Like, I mean, I've got three songs downloaded from that movie, and that's how you know it really hit a point with me. It's like, I'm multimedia with the motherfucker. And yeah, I just love Spider-Man so much, but I don't, but Upgrade was such, like, I didn't see it coming, that it gets extra points for that. So, those two are tied for number one.
I like how our we didn't have too much commonality between our lists.
Yeah, it was a pretty good spread. Spider-Verse
was the only one?
So far, that's the...
Oh, Wreck-It Ralph.
Black Panther.
Yeah. Black Panther, too. Yeah. Or Black Panther, also.
Also.
Yeah. Black Panther, too. Yes.
We've already seen it. We got an advanced cut.
I would just love it so much if, like, so Spider-Man 2, Black Panther 2, if it's just, like, it's just the ground where they disappeared, and they, like, it's just 2 hours of the ground where they disappeared.
They're prequels,
Max. Roll credits.
All right, Dan, let's move over to video games.
Yeah.
Well, first off, hold on. Did you have any movies that you really liked this year?
I really liked Infinity War and Black Panther. Upgrade was awesome. Yep. And that's probably all Halloween. The new movies that I've seen. Oh, I freaking loved Halloween.
I was hoping you bring up Halloween.
Yeah,
so we can talk about
it. Yeah, my bad.
That movie deserves.
That was really good. I agree
wholeheartedly. I really was impressed with it.
I love how Jamie Lee Curtis is just a broken crazy person.
And that worked because to me, I thought like that
until was... the end, and then she turns into a super badass. Like, ha ha, I'm right. Look at that.
Yeah, but I really like. To me, you don't think about that. When you watch all those slasher movies, you're like, what about the people that survived? Yeah, well.
They're fine, you know?
Yeah,
it's like,
and then
it's
you
like Scream 2, you know? They just go to college.
And they just go to college and everything's fine. And but like this one, you realize the mental devastation of her character, Laurie.
All her friends died. And
and then it turns into a little bit of a revenge film, which I dig.
Yeah,
I know. It was really well done. They did a really good job of making Michael Myers scary again. One problem with that movie is at the end, they set up a sequel, obviously, and you know the sequel's just going to have the same problem that all the other sequels did, even though I do like all the Halloween movies on some levels. Except for the one with Busta Rhymes, that one's a little too much.
I like that one.
Busta Rhymes does...
I mean, not because it's scary at all, but I just find it amusing.
Was that Halloween H2O?
H2O.
No, Resurrection.
That was scary. Yeah.
No. He does like a roundhouse kick. This movie's... Halloween 2018 was kind of a remake of H2O.
Wasn't H2O?
Wait, The Shape of Water came out this year too, didn't it?
No.
That was last year?
Okay.
Yeah.
That was in my top five last year.
Okay. I'm going to say, that gets an honorable mention for sure.
There was a rapper in H2O as well.
Yeah, Halloween L.O. Cool J.
Oh, L.O. Yeah. Cool J. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Who's a better actor than Busta Rhymes?
Fair enough. But I like the Busta Rhymes fight scene. I think it's great.
Let's not go throwing that out there.
Video games.
Okay, yeah, I think that's all the movies I've seen this year that are new, because I just do old shit.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Yours truly joining the Three Geeks podcast to talk about movies and a few other miscellaneous things. And, you know, I really hope that you enjoyed the episode. And I encourage you to let me know what you thought about this episode, and you can do so a variety of different ways. You can find me on Twitter at PVDMVP. You can shoot me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can even leave me a message over on the Facebook page of this podcast, that of course being facebook.com/PVDcast. And if you want to let some folks know about the PVDcast, all you got to do is tell them that it's available at pvdcast.com, the online home of yours truly. Or it's available through iTunes, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Play, Pod Paradise, the Echo Network, Libsyn Podcast Player. Basically, anywhere you get podcasts, all you got to do is search for PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name in there, PVDcast John Orlando, and boom, you'll find it. There it is. So listen, rate, review, subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Tell a bunch of people, and I will be forever appreciative of that. And so with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. So I thank you for listening. I'll chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous and stay independent.